This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Police in Virginia Beach, Virginia continue to search for a motive in Friday's mass shooting, where a disgruntled city worker shot and killed 12 people and wounded four others before dying in a gun battle with police. Virginia Beach Police Chief James Cervera identified the assailant as Dwayne Craddock, an employee of the city's utilities department for 15 years. Officials also identified all 12 of the victims. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam asked for continued compassion for the victims' families.
So I would ask all of you that are viewing this today to continue to please lift up Virginia Beach, continue to lift up these victims and their families as we continue this healing process, which will go on not for days, but months and years.
A special agent of the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives said that both of the weapons that were used in Friday's rampage had been purchased legally. Young entrepreneur Nayib Bukele was sworn in as El Salvador's new president Saturday, saying his country is like a sick child that needs all his countrymen to do what is necessary to make it well. In his speech, the 37-year-old Bukele promised a new way of governing and called for all sectors of society to help. He invited all Salvadorans to work and to struggle together for a better future. Bukele inherits a country plagued by gang violence, high unemployment, and corruption. He must also deal with U.S. President Donald Trump's threats to cut aid to El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras if they do not do more to curb migration to the United States. Trump congratulated Bukele on Twitter Saturday, saying the United States was ready to work with him to advance prosperity in El Salvador and the hemisphere. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Food Program says it has delivered food in the rebel-held militarized zone of Neem for the first time since fighting broke out in Yemen more than 4 years ago. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
The World Food Program says it has delivered food in the rebel-held militarized zone of Neem for the first time since civil war broke out in Yemen more than 4 years ago. WFP spokesman Hervé Verhoesel says WFP and a partner organization, Islamic Relief, have distributed food to an estimated 5,000 people living near the front lines in the Neem district. In another bit of good news, Verhoesel says WFP has been able to provide humanitarian aid to vulnerable civilians around Duraimi City in Hodeida Governorate for the first time in a year. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Forces loyal to Libya's UN-backed government launched a violent attack Saturday against the Libyan National Army forces that are loyal to Marshal Khalifa Haftar south of the capital of Tripoli. Sources confirm that government forces made progress in areas previously controlled by the LNA. A government forces representative said GNA forces managed to take control of new locations from Haftar's troops, specifically in the area of Ain Sara. He said that GNA soldiers also destroyed several armed vehicles belonging to Haftar's forces. Opposition icon Etienne Tshisekedi, whose son is now Congo's president, was laid to rest Saturday in his homeland, more than 2 years after he died during a political stalemate over the country's long-delayed elections. A funeral procession joined by thousands made its way to the 80,000-seat Martyrs Stadium on the outskirts of Kinshasa following several days of tributes. The elder Tshisekedi was the face of Congo's opposition for decades, but died before his political nemesis Joseph Kabila agreed to step aside and allow a new presidential vote to go forward. Hungarian prosecutors on Saturday said a judge had ordered the formal arrest of the captain of a cruise ship which collided with a tour boat on the Danube River, killing 7 South Korean tourists. The judge ordered the 64-year-old Ukrainian captain to be formally arrested for 30 days. He can be released on bail, but must wear a tracking device and remain in Budapest. The Viking ship collided on Wednesday evening in a violent rainstorm with a smaller sightseeing boat carrying 35 people. That boat sank and 21 people remain missing. And scores of emergency workers were battling bad weather Saturday to locate 8 climbers missing on India's second highest mountain. 4 Britons, 2 Americans, an Australian, and an Indian did not return to their base camp in time. I'm David Berg, VOA News.